You probably know this saying, I don't know whoever said it first, but complete the sentence. If you don't use it, you lose it. I lived in Germany for 4 years, played with the neighborhood kids. They were German nationals, because our housing area was near and in the midst of a community. And that was a long time ago, and my parents tell me I spoke German like a native. Okay? I lived in Japan. Now, that was far more many years after Germany, because I was in Germany in the late 1950s. I was in Japan 1969, 70, and 71. And I learned Japanese a little bit, enough to tell the taxi where to go and ask directions and to greet people and you know, ask and share different stuff. And after I left Japan, guess what? I didn't use it. And so a lot of what I used to be able to communicate with, I have lost. What's the point of that on the day of Pentecost? God gave the disciples language skills so that they could share the gospel. They could tell the narrative of Christ himself, having been born, having lived, suffered, and died. And the people heard the message from God on that day in a language that they knew. Isn't that phenomenal? It doesn't tell us in the Bible whether they continued to teach, to preach, to share in that language. But it does tell us they continued to preach and teach and share the gospel wherever they had opportunity. And so I think there's a challenge in our time, and it's been going on for some time, that, you know, in some places they emphasize this, unless you have the gift of tongues, unless you have been born again and been given of the Holy Spirit, then maybe you're not a full or a real or the most true kind of believer. Today I have good news for you. That's hogwash. Okay? It's a bunch of phooey. But we still live in a challenging time, because sometimes that's our excuse. How many of you have ever said, I don't know how to do that? Okay, raise your hand. You've ever had to say, you ever said, I don't know how to do that. Now, I don't know what the that was for you, okay? Do not ask me to work on your car. Unless you don't care about that car and you never want it to run again. So I am not the mechanic. I do not know how to do that. But when it comes to God's message and God's mission that he gives to all believers, we still do that. We say, I don't know how to do that. But when the Holy Spirit was given through the water and the word, God already equipped you how to do that. How to give witness, how to share the love of God, how to speak of that which you believe. For most of us, it would be in English, but there are people in our community who speak more than one language, and it's wonderful. But we have been given a mission. For Christ has died, and he is risen, and he is ascended. And he has given us this great, marvelous instruction about go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of, what's the rest? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know this. You know what you believe, and you know what is true. And yes, you may have many questions. Do you think the disciples ever had questions? Yeah, but even tells us so. Do you think the disciples still had questions after the first Easter? Yeah, the Bible tells us so. Do you think the disciples had questions after Christ ascended to the right hand of God the Father? The Bible tells us so. But we don't stop doing just because we have remaining questions. Our mission is to tell the wonderful news. Now, here's the other thing about, you can do this in English. That's the good news. But people may look at you like you're speaking a foreign language. Do you know why? Because right now, the language of the world is hate. The language of the world is what's in it for me. It's selfish. The language of the world is judgmental. The language of the world is wishy-washy instead of an absolute truth. The language of the world is not about Jesus. It's about manpower, human ability, my willing to think and imagine and then do that and accomplish whatever I desire. That's the world's fleshly language. So into our world came Christ, and he spoke God's message because he is God. And when he left, he promised he would send the Comforter who speaks God's message. Why? Because he is God. And he gave that same spirit to all believers. In fact, you can't say, I believe, without the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us that. We need to recognize that in a sense, because we speak the Christian message, we speak the Bible, we are foreigners in a strange world that likes to have things their way, that likes to have things that please the flesh, that likes to have things that make sense or completely understandable or whatever it is the world wants, but it's not always and purely and truly what God wants. You have been given the gift of the Spirit. You have been given a tongue and a voice to speak. You have been given a faith in the heart to share from and to live and walk faithfully with the Lord your God. You have been given this gift. And it is true, if you don't use it, you will lose it. If you don't worship, it's true. It's, and you have the opportunity to worship. That part of you, in not only your physical discipline, but your spiritual discipline, begins to fade. And so the good news today is, I would have loved to have seen those tongues of fire. I would have been the one that wanted to touch. I don't know about you. And I would have loved to heard that mighty roar, But I don't have to go back in history. I don't have to go back in time to know the awesome presence of God. For today, you and I are alive in Christ. We have his presence. He is in us and with us. Let's not lose it. Let's use it. Speak the languages of God. Forgiveness, truth, peace, and hope in a world of hate, revenge, despair, and loneliness. Speak his word. Amen.